Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Morning, chefs. We're going to cook today, okay? So if you want to cook this morning, all you have to do is call 713-780-3776. It's cooking day. Let him cook all day, all morning long here on ESPN.
Let them cook. Because we could have, look, we don't get female callers who ever call in for what did you learn this weekend in a sentence.
That's not what it's called, but okay.
Wait.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
Well, kind of. But you, okay.
All right. And then, but. Let him cook, yeah. I mean, we should say let them cook, but I mean, will female callers call him for that?
They should.
Don't.
I mean, they're...
Don't go to your cooking thing.
No, I'm not going to my cooking thing. I mean...
They should.
Listen.
Anybody who listens,
every
who's got a hot take, can cook.
Every time my dad made pancakes, and that was the only thing he ever cooked for us, pancakes,
yeah.
He would say... The greatest chefs in the world are men, so you know that, right? He would say it every single time. And, you know, he made pancakes for us maybe 4 or 5 times in my life, but every time it was it. But there are plenty of female chefs out there. I mean, this show is full of male chefs, right?
Well, there's tons of female chefs.
Right.
Tons of really accomplished female
chefs.
Dominique Kren has a 3-star Michelin restaurant in San Francisco. She's the first 3-star female chef. I went when there was 2 stars, and then they canceled. Actually, they canceled our flight. United did, so we couldn't make it there on time. And they're like, "Well, guess we're just still going to keep all of your money." We're like, "Well, we had our flight canceled. Can't you just change the date?"
No.
No, they said, "Well, you got until the end of the year to use it, and then that's it."
Well,
so we had to fly back to San Francisco. Let me tell you, just to go to this dinner, or we would have lost that money.
Oh God,
it was a bad deal. Anyway. I did. It was amazing to see within 4 months to see, or it's like within 6 months, San Francisco went from squalor to extra squalor.
Oh.
In the same area. It was amazing how much more poo was on the streets in 6 months.
That's unbelievable.
And that was in 80. I mean, that was in 80. That was in like 2017, maybe, when Longhorns played Cal in Cal.
Well, anyway.
You
females, you are. We're gonna have to. Well, I don't know how we're gonna do it because we can't say let him cook. I mean, that's
yeah, we can.
That's that. Okay,
let
you,
them.
I don't know if you saw, but you're not allowed to say anymore. Hey guys, what's up? Because because there are females there, and they're not gonna be guys.
Well, since my son, you know, he wanted to make sure that I remember that he invented this segment for us. He said he wants to come in one day this summer and just yell. Let them cook every time. So I said, that's fine. You got to wake up.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds good right now on paper.
Yeah, but he ain't. But
he's not going to wake up.
No.
Everything sounds good on paper when you're not sleeping.
Right. So all morning long, if you want to cook, all you have to do is tell RJ you want to cook, and he'll start it up. And we would love to have some female chefs in here. So get your chef cap on, and let's go all morning long. We were supposed to have Kenny Smith on, but apparently he watched the NBA playoffs last night, so he couldn't come on this morning. He's got a new book out in which he thanks everybody that helped him along the way, except me.
Well, we're going to find out.
No, I don't think I'm in it. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Maybe
you
are.
Maybe he canceled because he realized, oh, my, that's the.
Well, maybe he canceled, yeah, because, oh, the guy who helped me and I excluded him from the book.
Of course, he was supposed
to come on.
The
guy who helped him the most to get his career started?
He was supposed to come on at 7:30. That was always going to be an early out.
Yeah, yeah.
For
7:20, you said.
Or 7:20, yeah. Yeah, 7:20.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come on at 7:20, and he had the playoffs last night.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how Jay. I don't
Jay
know
Williams.
How they do it.
I don't either.
I'm
what
tumbling.
What are you talking about? Look at what you do. Of course, being TV ready is different.
Jay Williams.
Being TV ready, you got to go in early. You don't live. Well, I don't know. It's Connecticut. He might live around there.
I don't think they don't do all the production work and whatnot. They get there before and they get handed what they're going to talk about and whatnot. But they do a lot of off the cuff stuff. It's not like they're, you know, it's television, like, you know, all scripted and everything else. Oh, wow. It's the face is still melting there a little bit.
He shaved all the hair off the side of his face. I don't understand that move for Tim, but we got to stop looking at Tim Legler when we do the show.
Because
this is not good. We've got a home run by a guy that I never doubted in Martin Maldonado. I just call him Machete, okay?
He's
when
Machete.
You say Machete, you know that's why they call him Machete.
Yep.
Because
yep.
He guns people down and he hits important home runs. That's all he does. Mm-hmm. And once again,
that's
he proved
he
why
does.
You can never write him out
no.
as an offensive threat.
We might have to write him off. He's got a hamstring now with another guy who's going down. And bad news coming from all the pitching with the Astros, even more bad news. McCullers is thrown off a mound, but he's not going to throw again until Saturday. He's months away. Urquidy now is not going to be back before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And Garcia's done for the season. I mean, this is just what – I'm sorry, Art. You're going to have to put up with Belak, okay? Sorry about that, but – guess what? That's what you get. This is what you're going to have.
Unless they have something else. Well, he may not get more than two starts. I mean, you can't. They had to pitch him as much as they did. And he didn't give up a ton of runs. Gave up, what, 3 runs and 10 hits somehow? I don't know how you give up 10 hits and 4 2/3 and only 3 runs. But he did somehow. But he can't. You can't keep throwing a guy out there that's completely ineffective. So it's going to be – he'll get another spot and maybe even three, but he needs to be good in one of the three.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who else. Now, the Astros might be aggressive now and might have to be aggressive as far as –
it's not going to be Trevor Bauer, but they may be sniffing around on other teams.
No. They're going to have to sniff around on other guys that are going to be coming up as free agents, and there are some guys out there. I don't think that they'll get a Corbin Burns who – is none too pleased with the organization, but you know Milwaukee's in the thick of it every year. Whether or not they're going to make the playoffs, I doubt that they give up on him. We'll see. We can go over a list of guys that are possibilities for the Astros, but
nobody.
You needed what Fromber gave. Fromber was now he doesn't get the
Fromber due. Was incredible.
He was incredible. 12 strikeouts, no walks. He only had one guy in scoring position all night long, and that was because of catcher's interference. I mean, he was fabulous. He doesn't get the due because he doesn't get the strikeouts, but wait a minute, 12 strikeouts?
He still has good strikeout numbers, but not monstrous.
Like, yeah.
But yesterday he did.
Yeah.
And he was dealing. I mean, rarely. Do you know how fast that game went? That's the fastest game I've ever – I think that's the fastest game I remember seeing since a Roy Oswalt game. It was unbelievably fast between he and Otani, and I went and looked at it this morning. How long do you think that game lasts?
I have 2 hours and 34 minutes.
216.
216. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's awesome.
And that's with 12 strikeouts.
That's awesome on the West Coast. Right. I mean, usually strikeouts take a little bit longer, but Otani was very efficient. I'm telling you, this clock is it's a good thing. It's a great thing, especially West Coast games.
It is ultimately going to be a good thing. I mean, just watching, I don't really notice it. I don't notice it too much. It just seems like the action's a little faster. It's like you're listening to a podcast on 1.2 or 1.3.
Yeah.
Or you're speeding up or you hit your little like one button and it's going a little bit faster on your DVR. But it was is it 216 or 210? It's 216. Yeah. It's 2 hours and 16-minute game. Fromber gives up 3 hits. Was throwing a ton of strikes yesterday. 75 of his 99 pitches were strikes. He had unbelievable command, and his curveball was so on point. 12 strikeouts, no walks, as John mentioned. 75, over 75, slightly over 75% of his pitches were strikes. I mean, that was very few wasted pitches. I mean, he'd throw a little out pitch here and there, but then he'd come back with a ball that was, you know, right there biting on corners.
Well, and again, and you don't get much from the offense. You got Machete and you got Jordan. And I got to say this. I mean, Major League Base, MLB Network put out their AL MVP rankings. Ohtani is one. Wander Franco's two. Matt Chapman is three. Randy Arozarena is four. Mike Trout is five. Where in the bleep is Jordan in this list? How in the hell can you have an MVP list? You know what Jordan's hitting this year with the runners in scoring position?
About 350?
Oh, about 541.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, 541. Is that good enough? 541 with runners in scoring position. And close and late, he's like eight. He's unbelievable how clutch this dude is. And you're going to tell me, maybe because the Astros are not one of the better teams. I get it. The Rays are in there. And Toronto, I guess. And the Angels are a surprise story. And they've got Ohtani. And, well, I guess Ohtani isn't the best pitcher in baseball because Fromber just shut him down. And, three runs was enough, but Jordan comes up again. The Astros are one of the worst in the league. Do you know this? I was listening to BK and Jake yesterday. The statistics for the Astros, the number of runners in scoring position, they're like 26. They're in the bottom 10th of the league. In runners and number of runners in scoring position. Just getting runners in scoring position.
Well, that's why he can't. Look, he's only got seven home runs. It's not – it puts him 26th. He's hitting 284. 33 RBIs is like three off the pace. But his team's only at 500.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Well, that's not – I don't care. MVP. He's an MVP. If it wasn't for him, the Astros would have maybe 10 wins this year.
Yeah, but teams who are at 500, they don't produce MVP.
This one does. Okay. Okay. Andre Dawson. Dawson won an MVP on the last place team.
Andre Dawson wasn't at the back end of, 26th in home runs.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Jordan's lack of home run production is killing the Astros. Right.
I said it.
Let him cook!
That's how you cook.
Jose Abreu hitting cleanup for the 31st time in 36 games, grounded out with runners on first and second, one out, and Shohei Ohtani on the ropes. Abreu has taken 42 plate appearances with runners in scoring position this season. He is 9 for 39 with 5 singles, no home runs, and 13 RBIs. 42 plate appearances with runners in scoring position, and he's got 13 RBIs. He's hitting fourth again. It's unbelievable. Can Dana Brown go in there and just
no? It's not going to happen.
Yank the lineup card away from Paw and say no. This is not what we're doing.
It's not going to happen.
This is not what we're doing.
It's not going to happen. You can't possibly have two lefties in a row. It would ruin baseball.
Oh my!
Can you have two lefties in a row? I mean, how is he not behind? I mean, okay. Here's something. Throw Pena in there. Just flip-flop Pena and Abreu if you want to do that. If you're so worried about lefty-lefty back-to-back.
No, like he's worried about Abreu. Are you kidding? When the record with Pena batting second is phenomenal. You win a World Series. He's a World Series MVP. And when Michael Brantley comes back, he's out of there because he doesn't have as many games as Michael Brantley. That's what Dusty said in the preseason. Sorry, Pena, there's no argument here. Brantley's been doing it longer. Well, Abreu's been doing it longer than you think. Pawpaw's going to put Pena in the cleanup hole and let Abreu bat six?
How easy is that?
Disrespectful.
How easy is that?
No. You're a little disrespectful yourself.
How easy is that?
To a former MVP, you're a little disrespectful.
Look how easy this is.
It's not. That's not happening. That's not happening. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, if you want to cook, you're more than welcome. We'll let them cook all morning long here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. And just another horrible day today in the city of Houston.
It's going to rain like this till 9:40.
You know, we actually played golf yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
Because Wildcat, it drains better than any. How many times do I have to tell you that Wildcat drains better than any course in the world?
Do they have Laser Zoysia?
No. Laser Zoysia is only at Highland Pines.
Okay. How did it drop? Man, that was the darkest. Yeah. I've seen that's one of the darkest I've ever seen at that time.
We had to wait till like 1 o'clock and then went out. It was and it was great. The course was great.
I bet you don't do it today.
I bet not. I I bet not today.
Today, we already had water all over the place. I had somebody put trash bags in the drains, and so I had to, like, go through 59 to get to my house.
Yep.
What the hell's going on with this street?
It's a great time to talk about T-Box Texas, but we're talking about Chastang Ford instead.
Well, you can flip it if you need to.
You know what? I got my truck, and
you
I was driving
through all that
water.
You could take your Chastang
to drive there. Huh? Yeah.
You could drive there.
You can drive there with your F-150.
Now, if you get hit by lightning, what happens to that? Does it put your car out of commission?
It supercharges it.
That's what I was wondering.
No.
If you're able to drive faster.
Yeah. It's called Lightning Lance for a reason, okay? And if my lightning gets hit by lightning, guess what? It becomes a superpower. Now, here's the deal. I love my lightning. I don't know if you guys, if you get a chance to get one, I'm telling you, you got to go drive it. It is unbelievable. I love it. It's my favorite vehicle ever. And I got it at Chastang Ford. And I got the best deal that I could possibly get at Chastang Ford. And I love the deal. And I love how I went about it. I got the newest blue that Ford is putting out. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but it is spectacular. I took a chat. I didn't know what it was going to look like, but I said, you know what? I want to get that. And I got to choose everything that I wanted. The order portals are open right now on all kinds. You want a Bronco Sport, whatever it is that you're looking for right now, get to ChastangFord.com and see for yourself, or get to the dealership. I did mine with Justin. We sat down at a computer, and we went and picked out all the stuff that I wanted. No add-ons. He said, you want this, you want that, you want this, you want that. I was like, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, no. And this is how we built my truck, and you can build yours the way that you want it as well, and you won't pay MSRP. You're looking for the best way to get the best deal that you possibly can. They are going to work that deal for you to make it the best deal you could possibly get every single time from Ford. And, by the way, the financing as well. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Switch it up to the tone that I'm used to. Take it back to the days when it felt like a dream.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Astros win it 3-1. Not another. I mean, if you got to depend on Machete to carry the offense, holy crap. Holy God.
Wasn't it nice to have the stopper? I mean,
oh my gosh.
Of all the times.
Yeah.
You can't even mention, look, there's Jokic with the owner,
yeah.
Of all the times, though, you couldn't have.
He's the Joker.
You couldn't have, you know, Lance McCullers has been out, so it's not like we were counting on McCullers right now. But to lose Garcia for the year this early with the Tommy John, and then to lose Urquidy for what you were hoping was just going to be in one quick stint, and then it turned into a month, and now it's turned into even longer. You had lost three in a row. You needed a good performance by Fromber. You got a Cy Young performance by Fromber. Just absolutely fantastic. Was dealing at an unbelievable rate. Had great pinpoint location. Great feel for his curveball. Was locating pitches. Was in a rhythm. And he's one of those guys that, because of the way he pitches, the pitch clock can be his friend. When he gets in a rhythm and he's able to locate, he's going to be a problem. A 2-hour-and-16-minute game is frankly fascinating in Major League Baseball. Like, you almost never see anything remotely like that. And for him to, you know, for him to put that together yesterday was huge.
Yeah. No, it was listen, that's going to be more. You're going to see that more and more and more now with the pitch clock. You wouldn't see it at all in the past, even with the two guys dealing the way that they were dealing yesterday. And Fromber striking out 12. Holy crap! What a night! What a great night! Unfortunately, we got a little hamstring strain on Maldonado. Maldonado talked after the game. And let's get the one where he's how is he? Dusty talked about him, right? About the hamstring string strain. Here is Dusty Baker on the night that Maldonado had and on his injury.
And that slow roller to him, I saw it. I was trying to get his attention, but he wouldn't look at me because I know he didn't want to come out the game.
Oh, Jabon, so, yeah.
You know, I saw it at that time because. You know, I try to notice everything, but you know, he started that rally for us. We got a couple runs, and so, like I said, we played a very good game tonight against a good team.
Yeah, that was DeBond. DeBond got left the game. Hensley came in, and Hensley immediately makes an error. He comes in, and so I thought Maldonado might have done it, and they talked about it after the game. Okay, so it was DeBond's injury, his hamstring, and Hensley comes in the game and promptly makes an error, and which is why, you know, Dusty is going to start DeBond, or until Altuve comes back, obviously he's going to start. But DeBond will be in center for Fromber's games, I guess. Fromber had 7 fly ball outs, so maybe now he's a center fielder. He's the personal caddy like he was last year for Verlander. Here's what Maldonado said and what he saw from Ohtani to hit that home run off him. And it was a good one. It was a good one.
You know, I just get some mistake and feel like my first at-bat. He threw me pretty much the same pitch, and I, you know, hit it at the end of the bat, so... You know, I had that picture back in my mind. You know, hopefully it was throwing another slider right there.
Yeah, he saw that pitch earlier, and he just crushed it. You, man, that is so good. I mean, for a guy who hits as little as he does, to be sitting on something and something comes, and for him to crush it the way he does. Yeah, that he's got more home runs than Abreu right now in mid-May.
It's not great. Disappointing, but
it's not
great. I don't know. I was just thinking about it, like, we can't do an Abreu show every day.
No.
It's boring to people. It turns into the Dave Clark, but yeah. It is I don't know what to, like, it's a 162 game schedule. We're going to be talking about how guys are performing. We're going to have to find it. We're already to a point where we're going to have to find a way to try to avoid a Brave talk all the time, because yeah. It's God forbid this stays like this. It's not just going to be 1 year. It's going to be 3 years like this.
Yeah. No.
So I don't know what we do other than, you know, every probably 4 days we'll talk about how every 2 days, 3 days, how Dusty's got to move him out of there. Then Dusty won't. Eventually Dusty will. But it's not going to be until you get Altuve back, and he's got some, you know, he's got some options. I mean, it's going to be, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be Altuve, Bregman, Yordan. Then it's going to be, I mean, Altuve, Brantley, Yordan, Bregman. Then it will be Tucker. And then the next question will be, why is Abreu hitting ahead of Jeremy Pena in the six hole? You know, that'll be the next conversation. But we need Altuve to get back first. But the pitching thing, this is really just the attrition in the bullpen. J.P. France was phenomenal last game. Can J.P. France do it again?
Well, we'll
see.
Can
he keep doing it? Because if he doesn't, like if he does, you can survive. You can survive with a subpar offense and four, which I can't believe I'm saying that about the Astros, but a subpar offense and four good starters. But if you just have three good starters and... Yeah, well, and you got to have Hunter Brown pitch better than last. Right now you're at a point where Hunter Brown's got to grow up and be a consistent pitcher now for you on a regular basis. There's no other way around it.
He had a bad outing, that's all. I mean,
well, you have Verlander, McCullers, Urquidy, and Garcia all gone.
Yeah.
That's a rotation that would be a playoff rotation. Obviously Verlander's not coming back, but that's a playoff rotation you lost just from last year's season.
Yeah. I mean, Hunter Brown has got a 3.23 earned run average, a 1.31 whip, which isn't great. He had a bad outing, that's all. Mm-hmm. He's got 9 strikeouts per 9 innings, 39 strikeouts, 16 walks. He's been good. He hasn't been great, but, you know.
I'm just saying he needs to be consistent now because he's the number 3. He's gone from number 6 to number 3 like that.
Yeah, that is true. His outing so far, his last one, not great. 9 hits and 4 1/3. 4 hits in 4 1/3 before that. 2 hits in 7 innings. 7 hits in 4 2/3. 5 hits in 7 innings. 2 hits in 7 innings. 6 hits in 4 2/3. Yeah, he's been up and down. There's no question. You got to get the next one looks to be really, really good, his next start, because it's been kind of a yo-yo for him, up and down. But he's still got a 3.23, so he's 3-1 on the season. With a 3.23 earned run average. So, Hunter Brown, you're right. He's got to grow up in a hurry and be a mainline starter for a playoff, a championship contender, which ain't easy to do as a rookie. I think we're expecting, because we've seen Hunter Brown now for a little while, I think maybe the expectations are, we got to remember he's just going through a lot of lineups for the first time in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been up for a month. Now, 2 months now in Major League. So I think we got to remember. I think we all look at him and go, hey, let's go. Seven innings and two hits. Let's go. Let's do that every time out.
Well, I mean, the expectations are high.
Of course they are. But, maybe we got to let the kid grow up, too. When we come back, the Texans and where their schedule ranks. Schedules are going to be posted tomorrow night. We know who they play. Where do they land as far as their difficulty, strength of schedule? Where does that rank next right here? On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I want to talk about right now, Dak Manavese came in yesterday, and we cut some spots with her, and she's so awesome. She is just wonderful what she does for guys. You know, it's mostly older guys. If you're going to have an enlarged prostate, you probably, you know, if you are a little bit older, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, chances are that you do have an enlarged prostate. And she, 100% of the people, of our listeners who have gone to her that have had an enlarged prostate have been cured. Now, she says, just relax. It takes a couple of months. Everybody, you know, as soon as they get out of there, everybody's like, hey, I got to go. I still have to go to the bathroom. Well, slow down. It's going to take a month or so, and then it's going to be really, really good. And then after that month or so, month and a half, they're like, oh, my goodness, my life has changed. It's so much better. It's so good when you don't have that enlarged prostate. You're not going to the bathroom all the time. If you are somebody that feels like you might have an enlarged prostate, go get the ultrasound, go get the MRI, and the doc is going to take care of business. If you do have an enlarged prostate, the only place to go, 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. To the Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You think we got a bad here with Jose Abreu? You see what's going on with Carlos Correa? He's hearing it now in Minnesota. He grounded out to end the game last night. He's down to 185.
Ooh.
185, and he grounded out to end the game, and they were booing him.
Well, I mean, look, Carlos Correa ended up back there.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like it was his first choice. He was trying to get...
Wasn't his second choice.
Or, yeah, probably not his third. But he ended up there again, and it's...
Where was... I forget now. It started Giants. What was the second team?
The Mets. Mets.
It was Giants first, then Mets, right?
Yeah.
And then the it Mets fell apart and back to the Twins. Yeah. So it's not like you already knew.
And there
okay.
were probably other teams you wanted to go to before yeah. that.
Well, no, we always wanted to be Twins. This is business. I mean, Twins are where we always wanted to be. So they're not exactly going to love the fact that you're a one-year guy trying to get out of there, and then they're your fallback school.
Yeah. No, and
they're your fallback college, your safety net college.
And it's not good. It just isn't good. So... Anyway, so that's an ugly situation. They've got their own. We've got our own ugly situation here. Okay, so I don't want to hear about it with Carlos Correa. What I do want to – who has the toughest schedule in the NFL this season?
It's not the Texans. It's not the Texans.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, which it should not be surprising, you know who the Texans play this year. They play the NFC South and the AFC North. Okay.
AFC North will be hard.
It'll be hard.
NFC South won't be. I'm going to go ahead and just say the Chiefs.
But because the AFC South plays the NFC South, do you know who the six easiest schedules are in the NFL?
Well, I'm going to guess that it is the Colts.
Colts are, yeah.
Titans.
Are fourth. Titans are fifth.
Jaguars?
No. Jaguars have a first-place
schedule. Oh, yeah,
because
they're one. Yeah. Texans.
Texans,
sure.
Yep.
So then let's go with Falcons.
They're the worst. They have the worst schedule.
Bucks.
The Bucks are down there as well.
And
No. Tampa is not because they won the division.
Oh, Carolina.
Too. Yeah, Carolina.
And the Saints.
Yeah. It goes Falcons.
Tampa won the division?
Tampa did. Yeah, man. Remember they made the playoffs.
Did they have a winning record?
No.
Yeah.
No. No, but they still got a first-place schedule.
Well, it's hard to remember who won.
It was awful.
All I can think about is how they're going to be the worst team, of the worst teams in football.
No,
it was hard
awful.
To remember.
They were awful. They were awful.
Oh, this is going to help it along, too.
Falcons have the worst schedule. Saints have the second worst. Texans have the third. Colts have the fourth. Titans fifth. Panthers sixth. And then because they play the AFC North plays the AFC South, Cleveland is next. Pittsburgh's after that. So if you're playing against the AFC South, you got yourself an easier schedule.
Mm.
It's the worst division in football. It's not, and it's not even arguable. Although the NFC South is making a bid. Now we'll see with the additions that but both with the rookies that they've got coming in both of those divisions to see whether or not. But the Texans, the Texans playing that last place schedule certainly helps. We will find out where and when. How many nationally televised games do the Texans have this year?
I'm going to say, three seems way too high. I would say two.
Two primetime games.
Yeah.
Because they'll get a 3 o'clock slot.
Well, I'm not counting that.
Yeah.
Two primetime games. Is that right?
Probably one.
Oh, wait, you don't know the
name. No.
Well, they're going to get a Thursday.
Everybody gets a Thursday. Has to.
DeMeco.
Well, you're going to put him on Monday Night Football? And ESPN's going to go what?
Yeah, sure. C.J. Stroud. Oh, no.
You're going to have to do it early in the season.
I think the Texans with DeMeco Ryan, C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, there's a lot more intrigue.
Intrigue's a word.
Yeah, I mean, it's much more. Look, there's going to be people in the stands this year. It's going to be weird.
Are there?
Cal did this, like, a lot this offseason.
Are there, though?
Threw up H's.
Yeah, what's wrong with
patience? I think getting a rookie quarterback helps. A well-known rookie quarterback from Ohio State helps. Because that's going to bring TV eyes from that fan base.
Yeah.
For sure. And fan base from Alabama going to be watching Will Anderson. I think the Texans will be on twice. They'll get a Thursday and they'll get one other game.
And a Monday?
I can't see a Thursday game.
No, they have to have a Thursday game, but they won't. They're not going to Sunday night game. That's for sure.
Are real games.
Those are real games.
Yeah.
Monday night, they're going to get a Monday night game. Is what you're saying?
Maybe Monday night games aren't always great. Ugh. First week of the season, Monday night game.
Yeah.
Get that one where you have the doubleheader.
Yeah.
Where like Greenberg ends up calling a game or something.
It's just Greenberg. You know, wait.
Where's the game now? Where's Monday night? Is it still there? Because remember, Lewis Riddick is out. Those guys are out.
Yeah. No, it's still on ESPN.
It's Jay Buck and... Oh, Lewis Riddick and...
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are going to get...
No. We'll get the other...
Oh, we'll get the other
game. Will Riddick come back and do that game?
Mike Golick. The Mike Golick game.
He's not at ESPN anymore.
Yeah, well, they might bring him back for Texans game.
Okay, you know what? Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith, big perk. Tim Legler, call the game. Just take the same guys they use on TV. Brian Windhorst.
What?
We'll have Windhorst. We'll have Ryan. No, here's who it's going to be. Stephen A. Smith, Ryan Clark, and big perk.
It's going to
be. They're on every show all the time.
It's going to be Lewis Riddick. And it's going to. Who's Mad Dog. And it's not going to be
Mad Dog. I tell you right now, your Houston Texans, the way they play right now, you see all the offensive linemen they have, and then J.J. Redick will come on and Ryan Clark. That's it.
That's it.
I've already got it. Because they can't – this is the new thing. Like, sports – I don't know. We just had a big bunch of cuts. We had a really not great meeting on Friday. In my business, everyone – ESPN had a bunch of cuts. Like, everyone is cutting down. It's sports – broadcasts are not that sustainable anymore. It's crazy. Like the we just had our makeup and wardrobe department just demolished. Just like, well, I guess you have to do your own makeup at home, which, as you know from being in TV, that's unheard of. Well, they're basically going to hire third party contractors.
Well, on a national scene, but locally, you always do your own.
Do they at Channel 13 News?
Yeah, you do your
own. But probably there used to be somebody.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they've gone through cuts a lot. They've been going through them maybe sooner.
Maybe,
but
way back in the day. But
they had multiple makeup and hair people, and now it's all going to be contract labor at NFL. And, you know, but I know that a lot was made of Jim Trotter. Was it motivated by him going after? Jim Trotter was one of three people who were gone. Rachel Bonetta, Mike Giardi, and Jim Trotter were all gone from NFL in March. They got cut because their contracts came up.
Well, and because Jim Trotter
I had nothing to do with it. Jim Trotter was going to be gone.
Yeah.
Jim Trotter wants that to be the discussion. But the fact is,
well, you don't know. People don't know. Jim Trotter went after Roger Goodell
on purpose because he knew he wasn't going to be.
Twice he went after him. And after him hard about not hiring minorities.
But he was incorrect for
NFL Network.
Yeah. He's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm there. He's wrong. He just said that. Like, that was like he just had decided he wanted to say the same thing last year because he knew he was going out because his contract was up and everyone's contract. Guess what? There will be more. When people's contracts are up this summer, a lot of people from NFL Network will be gone too. It's the way it is. They're getting lean because I think they're going to eventually.
Well, the NFL's just not making enough money. That's the problem.
Well, it's a different entity.
The owners,
yeah, they treat NFL media, I'm telling you, they treat us, we're not part of. We're part of the NFL, but not really part of it. We get budgeted through NFL revenue.
Yeah,
so
I know.
They make cuts. And Jim Trotter would like you to believe
cheap.
He was cut for asking a question about racial this or that. But the NFL's done a tremendous amount behind the scenes from a hiring standpoint and how they've promoted and everything. Roger Goodell, I thought, answered it right. Like, you asked this last year.
What a suck-up you are.
No, I mean, Trotter has – look, I'll tell you during the break. I'm going to tell you everything.
So the toughest schedule in the league, the Philadelphia Eagles. Miami has the second toughest schedule. The Giants, the Patriots, the Cowboys, suck on that, Cowboys. Jets, Bills. How about the champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, have the 16th toughest schedule. The champs, the Bengals, have the 17th. They're right in front of the Bears, who had the worst record in the NFL last year, the Bears, are right behind the Bengals and the Chiefs as far as tough schedules go. It's almost ridiculous. The best team in the league and the worst team in the league, the Chiefs and the Bears, are only a game separated, are only a slot separated from worst easiest schedule. That's ridiculous. And toughest schedule. Ridiculous.
I think that's why when you look at the schedule, you look at who they're playing. I mean, look, if they're a little bit better, you could see them beating the Colts, or maybe even the Jags. They beat the Jags every year. But you could see them beating the Colts once and the Titans once, and then you could see them winning two of their NFC South games. That's not going to be two at home against that division. That's not crazy. I tell you what, the game that you're going to see that's going to get televised, Bryce Young versus C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, probably.
If CJ, but you know, we don't know if CJ Stroud will be the starter to start the season, but that's the game.
Doesn't want to see Bryce Young versus Case Keenum?
What if it's Bryce versus CJ Stroud? Now, look, the schedule has to be made way before they're going to have any idea.
You know they're flexing Thursday night games now, though? Flexing Thursday
that's
night.
That's hard
awful.
On teams.
Awful.
Why would you do that?
Because they don't care.
But wouldn't that be the game? You have the second game that's the late game is going to be Texans – or maybe the early game would be Texans versus Carolina.
The 6 o'clock game.
To start the first game of the year, Young versus Stroud. Quarterback one, quarterback two.
Well, we'll see where it falls and whether or not they're going to do that. The thing about the Texans and their – listen, they get the Broncos now with Sean Payton because the Broncos finished last in their division. They also get the Jets – who got Aaron Rodgers this offseason.
Got way better.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah.
The Steelers, well, they got the AFC North, so there's nothing you can do about that. But they also...
But you get the Ravens with Lamar
you
Jackson.
You get the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. You got Arizona, which is going to be a difficult game. It is... Well, it depends on when you get it now. When is Kyler coming back? He's coming back later in the season, right?
Right.
You want Arizona early.
Maybe he comes back.
Maybe later. But you want them as early as possible.
Because Kyler may want to come back because he's worried about a Caleb Williams.
I'm
back. I'm ready.
He absolutely should be worried.
Week 10,
I'm trying
to win some games. Cardinals like, we're not sure. We're not sure that there's a new playbook, and we know that it's going to take you a while to get through this.
Let's get Jack in here. He wants to talk about the Texans schedule. Hey, Jack.
Obviously, I think it's pretty clear that we're going to
I didn't understand his question. Did you, RJ?
When he was on the phone with me, he was saying, why didn't we trade Cleveland's first round pick instead of ours?
Because they didn't want Cleveland's first round pick. More than likely, they didn't want Cleveland's first round pick. They probably said, nah, we want yours. You're going to suck. We want yours. You're going to have a rookie quarterback. They're going to have Deshaun Watson. We want your pick. And if you couldn't get the deal done that way, then you couldn't get the deal. Now, it would have been much smarter had they – if the Texans tried that, I'd give them big ups for that. But I'm not sure that Arizona was biting on that. Arizona had them over a barrel, pretty much. I mean, it seems like it anyway. It seems like they gave up everything they possibly could to Arizona. It seems like Arizona had all of the leverage in that deal.
So the executives talked about Arizona's draft with Monty Osifort. They talked about some of the drafts they had where they drafted two linebackers in the top 20, which is nowadays it's unheard of. It's like drafting a running back in the top 20. They did it back-to-back years with Simmons and Collins from Tulsa. You remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just talked about some of the moves they made, how they've been way – it's been – the wide receivers like Andy Isabella in the second round, a lot of the moves that they made have been very questionable. Now Monty Osifort, all they talked about was how much value he got from the Texans moving back, how relatively little he paid to move from 12 to 6 to go get a tackle that's a premium position, and his entire draft, how he maneuvered the draft. There's something to be said for how you understand. So this is where analytics comes in. Analytics is basically they've studied, you know, I'm not going to data point. I'm just talking about you studied what is the most successful way historically to approach drafts. And that's why there's people who don't believe in running backs. I think there's always exceptions based on certain things going on with the team. But
well, the game has changed, too. I mean, sure, you're going to draft an O.J. Simpson or a Emmitt Smith in the first round.
Yeah, the game's changed.
The game has changed since
then. Well, basically, you know, the thought is, why is Atlanta drafting a running back when they don't have the things around them? But he's also – but one of the – some of the executives said, okay, well, but you got a guy who is clearly who has a chance to be a top five running back in the league fairly quickly, and you got him for top 15 money throughout his rookie contract. It makes sense when you aggregate when you amortize his productivity versus his payout. It actually ends up making sense for him. And then, of course, you know, I also believe that now you can kind of maneuver running backs with the contracts. They don't have a lot of leverage because running backs don't get really paid. But the one thing that really always bothered me with the Texans is for a long time, and I mean pre-Bill, I think even to an extent pre Bill, a little less so with Bill. Well, certainly the entire time they had Bill O'Brien, they never really had a fluid way of drafting where you knew what a Texan way of, you know, where they had a good sense of how to draft. Rick Smith was kind of all over the place. Bill O'Brien was way all over the place. And there was not a, I think Brian Gain would have had that, but we only saw him with one draft pick.
Yeah.
And remember, the Texans got, quote-unquote, outmaneuvered. Remember how upset everyone was that Andre Diller got snagged out from in front of them by Tytus Howard? Tytus Howard is a starter. Andre Dillard is a backup.
Yeah.
Somebody just traded for Andre Dillard, and they're hoping he can become a starter. But he was a massive disappointment in Philadelphia.
All right, we'll continue this. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
Don't forget, Taylor
was you get to cook today. Let him cook. We're going to let you cook. It's Wednesday, so if you want to call in and cook, 713-780-3776. But first, a little site jab.
Site jab. So go to sitejab.com. Look at what they do with websites. Look at their own website, and they can do the same thing with yours. Your website is telling people who you are, what you do, showing them a portfolio, getting that you want to give them information of how they can sign up for whatever it is that you do. And you know, they can even include e-commerce. But the main thing is you want people to get excited about the work that you do. And SiteJab can paint you in the most favorable light. And they're not doing anything other than showing what it is that you do in a very stylized way on the website. And that's what you want. You want to be able to show people, hey, you're proud of your work, right? You want to be able to show people, this is our work. We're better than our competition. But you want to make sure that you have a website that's better than your competition, because that's going to be the first and, in many cases, only, you know, access people have to you versus your website versus your competition. So your site needs to be better than, you know, the people that you're going up against, and you want them to be able to interact with it quickly. So make sure that you have SiteJab working for you to make sure that you get the instant access, if need be, through e-commerce for your website. So make sure that everything that you have is right there on a great digital billboard that's interactive with your consumers at SiteJab. SiteJab is the web company that will do that for you, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, well, here's some new rules. Now, teams can play on Thursday Night Football more than once, which we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Not every team will play in a primetime game this year, so maybe the Texans get none.
No, they're going to get one. With D'Amico Ryans?
How unfair is that, that you don't have to play in a prime, you don't have to play a Thursday night game? How unfair is that to the teams that have to play twice? I mean,
pretty unfair.
That really is unfair. And other teams.
So is this called the Amazon rule? Is this called the Amazon rule,
yeah,
where they're,
I mean,
trying to make the games better?
The NFL games will no longer belong exclusively to networks. Now it's a free for all for YouTube and whatever else. I mean, just what a garbage league you have, where it's nothing but greed. I mean, at least you know where the XFL games are going to be, right? You know that they're going to be. You can count on XFL. You can't count on the NFL.
Yep.
Can't count on you people.
No.
Roger Goodell is just nothing but a greed bag.
Nope.
That's all he is.
Nope.
A money dumpster.
Nope.
That's what he is.
Nope.
Yep. Congratulations to your league.
Nope.
Okay.
Not true. Let's get Ben in here. All right, let's go. So here's our number. Remember, let them cook. We can officially start at 8 o'clock and really just, when you have your hot take, you can get ready to cook. I'm going to cook at 8 o'clock. My cook last week was that it'll be LeBron versus James in the finals, and LeBron will end up winning a finals. And at the time, it seemed like I was cooking. Now it's literally one of the odds-on favorites. The Celtics got their asses kicked last night.
At Boston.
Asses kicked at Boston. It was Embiid who had the big game yesterday, yep, not James.
But how about James, though? Solid. 10 assists, 2 turnovers. He only took 8 shots. He was 4-for-8. This is a newer, kinder James.
You're just getting fooled.
I know I am.
You weren't saying that in game 2 and 3 when he was 2 of 14 and 3 of 13.
No, I know. He was awful. But the other 3 games, he's been really good. I mean, he knows his role.
Listen,
which is very un-James-like.
Tyrese Maxey, Embiid, James, those are 3 guys good enough to, I mean, on paper, obviously, you see Brown.
Harris was good.
On paper, obviously, the Celtics look like they're going to be the team to beat, and they should be. But now, the Celtics have to go steal one in Philadelphia. They got to go steal one in Philadelphia. Now, if it gets back to Game 7, Philadelphia's not winning a Game 7 in Boston. But the question is, can Philly close out Boston in Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Let's get Ben in here. He wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. I have a 2-part question. Because the Texans don't have a first-round pick next year, do you see them being more aggressive on fourth down? With that being said, since we barely lost, like, we were in a lot of games last year, are we going to do drive for 7 this year, John? Because I followed you last year on drive for 5.
So you're going to have to translate for us.
Our headphones stuff.
First question, with the Texans giving up their first-round pick, will they
do have a first-round pick next year. So they got Cleveland's first-round pick next year. So they don't have their own. Right.
With giving up theirs, will they be more aggressive on fourth down?
I don't know that those two are related, but okay.
And, John, you were in the drive for 5 last year. Are you going to be in the drive for 7 this year?
Ooh, nope. Drive for 7.
Nope. Nope, I learned my lesson last year. I said it multiple times. What an idiot I am for betting on this team, betting on this organization.
Yeah, but this is different, John.
No, it's not
new
different.
Coach,
it's the same.
New quarterback.
It's still the same at the top. It's
Robert
still
Woods
the Texans.
Is here. Robert Woods?
Yeah.
Have you thought about the Robert Woods factor?
Okay, let's go back and look at all the rookie quarterbacks that have won 7 games
John,
their first year.
It was 5 last year. You can't find 2 wins?
They didn't get to five last year. I don't know if you remember that.
I know, but listen, this is
they
easy.
They got to three.
Just do it. That way you can cheer harder.
I mean, honestly, if you don't lose, if you keep on touching that hot stove, if you keep on touching the fire, you know what you're going to do? You're going to get burned. I got burned last year thinking that, that's not hot. Ooh, look, it's a fire. I'm going to touch it.
Again.
And I learned a lesson, okay?
Touch the fire.
No, I'm not touching the fire.
See if it's hot this time.
It's not hot. They suck.
I know, it's not hot.
Six and a half.
It won't burn
you. I was like, if it was 3.5, I might bet them.
It's got to be 6. It can't be 6.5.
It's 6.5. They got to win 7 games.
6.5 over is going to be like plus 170.
The heaven for
under is going to be minus 200.
7 for heaven. I'm not doing it.
No.
I had to drive for
just
5.
Just give it a shot.
I'm not doing it.
Just see what happens.
Yeah. No, see what happens? My money goes to the bookie. That's what happens.
Just see what happens.
You know what I don't want? That.
We don't know. We don't know that. You may actually win this year.
I don't know.
Bet on Texans win total. Everything will be fine. Kind of like the Rockets win total.
I don't know that not having your first round pick correlates to going for it on fourth down.
I don't
more.
Either, but I'd never even thought about it. I mean, I guess you could. I just wonder, okay, are we going to see – I think the question is not about your draft pick, but will we see a different – it's a defensive head coach, which typically they are more conservative from a game management standpoint. Are we going to see a more analytics-driven decision-making group with D'Amico at head coach as opposed to Lovey? My guess would be yes. Just with D'Amico being younger, coming from an
You would think that a defensive-minded coach, though, is going to be less likely to be as aggressive offensively.
Yes. Historically, that is the case.
Right.
Will that be the case with a head coach that's younger, came from another organization? The Texans have analytics departments. It's just a matter of, are they going to listen to them? Will they be more aggressive when it comes to fourth down stuff? No one's going to be as conservative as Lovie Smith. So the answer is obviously yes.
Yes.
Lovie literally just took a tie. Literally just took a tie in week one.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? Let's just tie. What did you have to lose?
Yeah.
My gosh, can you imagine if they would have actually gone for it and lost? They would have lost, then you don't even have a question about this drive for five.
Yeah. No. Listen,
you would have had the first pick.
Yeah, you would have had the first pick if Lovie just screwed. I mean, I think Lovie knew he was out the door, so he said, watch this as I go out the door. I'm going to screw him out of that first pick. And because he met with Cal, I think, and Nick the week before that last game, I think he knew the writing was on the wall. So he said, I'm going to screw these guys and win a football game. Watch this. And he ended up doing that. Although, if the safety had he just intercepted a ball and he lets that one go through his hands. If not, you'd have, okay, if they had the number one overall pick, they'd have Bryce Young. Would they have Will Anderson as well?
No.
No.
I think they would have waited.
Yeah, I think so too.
They might have come back up maybe for Tyree Wilson, but I think it would be Lucas Van Ness. I think the Houston Texans would have Lucas Van Ness and Bryce Young. That's my guess.
Yeah, probably. Would you rather have that right now and your pick next year and your 33rd pick?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not even a Lucas Van Ness guy.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, but I just would rather have those picks and Bryce Young.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. That would have been something if that ball is just caught by that Colts safety. I forget his name. Just unbelievable. That changed the entire fortunes of the organization. It could have changed the entire fortunes of the organization, that one miss that went through his hands.
Well, but it also could change it for the better.
Well, it depends if C.J. Stroud is good, yeah.
Yeah. If C.J. Stroud is good and Will Anderson's the sack man. You know, you ask, let's take a break. Okay, so next up, it's time for you to cook. I understand the weather's not great. And I noticed that yesterday the roadways were easy. What am I missing? I got to my son's school easy yesterday.
No, I came up 6:10 at about 5:00 yesterday. There's nobody on the road. You can never, ever, ever drive right by 6:10 and 59.
I was up 59 with no problem. 59 north at 4:20.
Yeah.
What am I missing? We still have school. HISD still in school.
Yeah, I mean, look today, too. I mean, what is everybody?
What is wrong with you people? Do you not want to cook? You know what? I'll start to cook when we get on the other side.
Okay, you're going
to
cook? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to let them cook.
All right.
I'm going to let me cook.
All right, 750-80, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
RJ, you can cook if you want to, too. I mean, you're sitting there. You're sitting there in all your Lakers hat,
is this elimination shirt, day?
Are you hoping to vanquish?
Embarrassing himself.
I mean, they're up 3-1. What do you mean embarrassing himself?
Hate the Lakers.
We'll see if they can beat the Corgi. No one's beating the Corgi.
You know what
so
today
far.
Is a perfect day for?
What?
Go to T-Box Texas right now and see if you can't make a tee time at one of their 8 bays, because today you can't play golf, but you can go to T-Box Texas. TBoxTexas.com, TeeBoxTexas.com, and go play golf there all day long. They've got simulators inside. It's a bar where you can watch your Astros today at 3 o'clock. How about this? Astros today at 3. You can play golf while you're watching the Astros at the bar, having a big time. This is a great time. Did you have a tee time today? Guess what? Make it a tee box. Or tomorrow. Or the next day and the next day when it's going to rain. All right. Anytime it's raining, anytime it's dark, anytime it's at night, anytime it's hot, anytime it's cold, you got T-Box. T-E-E Box. It's in League City, the Kima area down there. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. The people are great. Everything about it. This is the time to go. When you get your rain on, you go get your T-Box on. T-E-E Box Texas.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.